Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. MintBet slapped with fine for responsible gambling failings. MintBet has been hit with a fine of $150,000 by the VGCCC for several breaches of the Australian state's responsible gambling rules. The breaches related to a customer playing for extended periods. The player was found to have played for a total of 35 hours over a 50-hour period during which 327 bets were placed and $31,149 were lost. The VGCCC ruled that the operator failed to stop accepting bets even though the player was displaying signs of problem gambling and distress. Mississippi lawmakers working to keep online sports betting bill alive. With just a month remaining of the current legislative session, earlier this week, a special two-minute meeting was held by Mississippi's Senate Gaming Committee in order to keep a bill alive that would legalize mobile sports betting in the state. Committee Chairman David Blunt said that people have been discussing Mississippi Sports Betting Bill HB 774 in order to try to reach an agreement over various issues. The committee approved a strike-all bill, which updated the bill with codes used in the House without changing the text in order to keep it alive. Are Swedish influencers advertising unlicensed casinos on Twitch? Kulturnyheterna has found that 8 out of 10 leading Swedish influencers on Twitch are actively promoting unlicensed casinos on their channels. The fact-finding television show spent 6 weeks carefully reviewing the influencers' broadcasts, looking at how they promote unlicensed gambling sites on their live streams and encourage their large audiences to gamble. According to the investigation, between them, the influencers have an audience of roughly 500,000, mainly young men born in the 1990s and 2000s. New Jersey gaming regulator to increase online operator transparency. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, has recently announced a significant change in how it reports gambling revenue within the state, which will increase transparency of the ecosystem. Starting this month, the regulator will provide a more detailed view of the online gaming market's performance by breaking down monthly revenue figures by individual operators. Previously, the DGE aggregated revenue data, which combined all casinos, online platforms, and sportsbooks. Nebraska's online sports betting hopes dashed for now. The odds of legal online sports betting coming to Nebraska this year have become much longer. Major sportsbooks have decided against supporting a campaign for a ballot initiative aimed at amending the state's constitution to permit online sports betting. In February, 4 major sports bettors operators, BetMGM, Caesars, DraftKings, and FanDuel, joined forces with the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska to gauge public opinion on legalizing online sports betting through a poll. This collaboration hinted at a possible push for a constitutional amendment on the November ballot. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.